everyone, Shannon Morse from ThreatWire here, bringing you the biggest and most important security and privacy news each week. I've got some news from DEF CON. If you want to hear all about all of the news from the convention, check out my security bulletin, which is over on Patreon. For some reason, I never considered the security of a DSLR camera could be the downfall to malware. Checkpoint researcher Eyal Itkin found a vulnerability in Canon camera firmware that would allow him to exploit the device over USB or Wi-Fi, take over the camera, and even put ransomware on it. This means an attacker with the right tools could potentially hold private photos for ransom until you pay up. The problem persists in the Picture Transfer Protocol, which is PTP firmware, which allows you to transfer photos via USB or Wi-Fi. PTP also allows you to update your camera remotely, but does not require authentication and uses no encryption. In Canon's case, it can publish malware to the camera when it was connected to a computer, but was also able to do the same thing using a rogue Wi-Fi access point. To take it a step further, he also found the AES symmetric encryption keys for the firmware, and he was able to create a fake update that was actually his own malicious firmware with ransomware included. Canon released a security bulletin showing that the attack works on multiple different models, including Canon EOS DSLRs and PowerShot point-and-shoots. CVEs were created for all of these vulnerabilities. Now, according to Canon, this has not been exploited in the wild. Canon did not issue a fix yet, but for the ADD, and they also state that they will do so for a specific number of models included. Canon recommended downloading firmware from their site, a trusted source, disable network functionality, don't connect the camera to any device that has been exposed to viruses, and don't use them on potentially hostile networks like free Wi-Fi environments. Check out patreon.com/threatwire for all of my exclusive extras, including a security headlines bulletin from Daily Tech News Show. I'll see you next time.